from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone, to Lean Local. This is an interesting program. This is a program where we know there's a lot going on at the federal level. We know things are going on in Ukraine and obviously Israel. There's Biden. There's Trump. A lot going on in the state. But what this program is going to focus on is what's going on here locally. It's called Lean Local because we lean into the issues and into the people that make our communities develop and what they are. We also lean local because this is a program where we don't lean left, we don't lean right. You know, we lean into the local community here in Greater Green Bay and the surrounding area. The people that make this community work are the people who live here. It's the nonprofits. It's the people that work hard, that volunteer. And people obviously who support families and our education. But there are people who we elect to be our representative. You know, we have a representative government here. And what this program is going to do is bring those leaders in and we're going to talk to them. Sometimes tough to hear what's going on locally because the media and, you know, civic media, we are part of the media. Some of the media just is more interested in maybe the car crashes or sports or the national or federal news, the national or state news. And what we're going to do here on Lean Local, on civic media here, on WGBW, which is going to be on Sundays at 1 o'clock, is Lean Local. We're going to talk about the local issues, what's going on. And I hope you get something out of this. And because we're hoping that you don't hear what maybe you all should with the present day media. So we're going to try this program. We're excited about it. And what's going to make this program successful are obviously you, the listeners, but equally is the people that we bring in to share with you what is going on locally. And we've got quite a good lineup for the next, you know, 3 weeks. Today, though, we had to start at the top because, you know, you get somebody like me who spent 20 years in politics and tremendous respect for everyone who runs for office. And it's a tough job, but I maybe have a special love for mayors. And when I talked about who I want to tee up for our first show here, I went to Mayor Boyd, who many of you know and is leading a great community here, the city of De Pere. And, you know, you've driven through De Pere, you've seen what's happening there. It's got great structure going on now. But before we get to the development, some of the projects going on, Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you very much. So is this the first show? This is the launch?
That's why I got you on here.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure.
So. It is, man. Dude, I didn't want to put that on you.
Thank you for having me. And hopefully it works out.
It will. So yes. So every Sunday people can tune in and you can also go to our civic media and download the app and listen to it whenever you want. But so what I want to talk to people about before I get to the, like I said, the issues and maybe some of the challenges, I want to learn a little bit more about you. You're born and raised, right?
Born and raised in De Pere. Yes. Okay. Went to St. Norbert just like you did. So
yes.
Yeah. Never left.
That's, and I think that says something to understand the community you represent, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't grow up here in Green Bay, but I've spent many, many mm-hmm. years here. So before the politics, tell me a little bit about your life.
Yeah, sure. I was, I retired from teaching in 2020 after 37 years.
Really?
Yeah. At De Pere High School, Unified School District, taught middle school for first maybe 4 or 5 years. And then in 91 or 92 went to the high school. And then I coached track and cross country and basketball and all kinds of stuff like that. So loved teaching, and loved coaching and connecting, interacting with the kids. And then in 2008, the former mayor, Mike Walsh, who was a friend of mine, kind of said, hey, how about, you know, maybe stepping in, helping out the city and maybe running for an alderperson position. And I decided to do it. So won, and then the rest is history.
So you were an alderman before you were elected mayor.
That's correct.
And how many terms or how many years were you on alderman?
Sure. So 2008 was they served 2 year terms. So I was an alder until 2020. So I guess that'd make it, help me out on this one, 6 terms.
Okay, the teacher for 36 years.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at everyone else in the room here, so that's not quite good. So 2008, something like that. So
all right. So you did that, and then you were approached by the mayor to say, hey, look, we think you'd be a good alderman.
Right. I mean, I worked up to council president, so I'd been there for quite some time. So one of the senior alder members, and then, Mike and I had talked and had conversations, and I guess I kind of expressed I would have been interested, but I would have never ran against former Mayor Walsh. She was so good, such a good mayor,
yeah.
But learned a lot from him. And then he decided I got to think it's 2019, because obviously I was elected in 2020, but he decided he wasn't going to run. So I thought, well, I'll just throw my hat in the ring and we'll go from there.
And you scare everybody off.
I'm hoping that's the way it was. Yeah, pretty much to answer the question, because you're not going to like this because you've been opposed in some of your elections.
Yeah,
10. But yeah, maybe I scared people off, or no one was stupid enough to do it, one or the other. But regardless, that's kind of how it turned out.
That's great. I was surprised when I talked to you on the phone earlier. It's a 2-year term. I thought mayors were 4 years.
Right. Most people think that, 3-4 years is 2 years for mayor and alders in De Pere. So yeah. I think someone's looking, one of the alders, to look to possibly change that to lengthen a little bit, which, quite honestly, I was experienced, if you will, coming in as an alder. I understood, government a little bit, but to be thrust in the mayor role, it takes a little bit more than that. But yeah, 2 years is a little short.
I was going to ask you that when I was putting together some notes for this. If you are going to try to initiate a longer term, and the reason I say that isn't just so you don't have to campaign. I mean, when you're in politics, you're kind of always on the campaign trail. It's just that to get things done in government, and look, the best intentions, the system is designed to be slow, with the committees, and, right. And you've got even a little bit more than I did. You have a city manager, right?
We have a city administrator.
Administrator.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And what's that relationship with you and?
Yeah, it's a great relationship. So we have our city, Green Bay doesn't have a city manager or a city administrator. So the city administrator basically, performs daily functions, isn't, in charge of the city. I act as the CEO. So decisions, obviously, everything rolls up to the mayor, but he's the guy in charge, and we have to have a good relationship, and we do have a good relationship. Yeah. So that works out well. So basically, De Pere operates as a weak mayor system. So I'm a part-time mayor. Okay. Doesn't feel that way. I've got an office and I have staff and all that kind of stuff.
And you're putting in over 40 hours, but you're part-time.
I'm part-time. You know that
that's
works.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a nice slick system, but now they're thinking of potentially going to a city manager. I mean, there's two different classifications. Our administrator is retiring in December, so we're looking for a new person eventually. So.
Okay. That is an interesting job, and they do spend time. I mean, you look at some of these city managers, you could Greg Buckley in Two Rivers, a friend of mine, but I think 30 years he's been there, and he's doing a great job.
An incredible knowledge base these folks have.
They do.
And they're the ones that, that's why I kind of say 2 years is too short. I mean, they have to spend time training someone like me, if that makes sense. And you're absolutely correct. So really expanding the term is not just for myself going forward. It's for whoever else comes into that position. Because you may have someone that wasn't an alder prior to it. And that's very possible.
So I want to talk to you about your leadership style a little bit. You've got great vision. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons you were elected. You're a super nice guy, which most mayors are. But to build that consensus, that's leadership that I don't think people get it's hard to learn how to build consensus.
Yeah, and for us within the organization, you have the organization itself, the general employees that we have that are so valuable. We have the administrators, department heads, et cetera, but we have a common council. There's 8 alderpersons that we have to get on board to try to build consensus. And you're working on that throughout the entire week to build up for that next meeting that we have. So having a cohesive, and it doesn't have to be a completely cohesive council, but we have to be able to have civility in conversations. And that's my job to try to foster that that engagement. That's our job.
And we it had Tim Hanna on.
He was outstanding.
And he was good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he spent a lot of time building relationships and consensus.
And you're always going to have new. Generally, you're not always going to have the same council, every year, every 2 years. We've been fortunate that's kind of the case, but we want other people to run and try to be involved, but you have to immerse them.
And I want to get to that because we just came off the elections on Tuesday, and congratulations another term. And
yep.
I just, before we leave the 4-year thing, I just think that's really important for mayors to be 4 years because it's 2 years goes so fast. Mm-hmm. And there's just things that, especially if you're looking for maybe a public-private partnership, they've got to go through a lot of hoops to get that money. If you're going to work with the state, that's some hoops. And of course, the federal government takes forever. But it's that 4 years, I think I would.
And I appreciate that. So we will use that as we go forward. So thanks. That's good. That's
good. So DePere, I mean, you took over a great city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that city's got good bones. It's, yep. Like you said, we both went to college at St. Norbert. But you know, you drive through there, you got it going on.
A lot going on. You know, we're an old city, obviously, and we always say we want to value the traditions and the old that we have in DePere, but we also got to be progressive thinking and change happens. So yeah, we have a lot going on and we're seeing that right now. You know, we'll talk the Mall of the Cultural Center, I'm sure, and other structures going up, but you know, people still like to keep that old, but we have to have an eye on the future.
So I want to get to the big projects that everybody knows about, but behind the scenes, what are you working on in terms of housing? Isn't that always an issue and different levels of housing? I mean, you got a little bit more money in DePere than some other municipalities,
sure.
But there's also a little bit of a need for affordable housing or these younger employees that start up that aren't making.
Yeah. When I started in 2008, that was never an issue.
No.
You know, even when I started as mayor in 2020, there's nothing about affordable housing, or they call it workforce housing. But now, of course, it obviously is. We actually, like other municipalities, are trying to address it. We just started something. We partnered with Rock the Block. ARPA money, you know, came to the cities, yes, and municipalities, and you look for ways to use. And I think we're looking for that as well, too. But we partnered with Rock the Block to do a program. We'll start in September over 3 days that will offer funding to over 30 potential houses in the downtown area that are in need and based on need to fix them up.
Yeah.
Now, the idea is, you know, they fix their houses up and maybe people move somewhere else, which will open up housing to get people into these houses.
Right.
So it's a lot of things going on with the affordable housing, workforce housing crisis. But we have to do something.
You know, and that our next guest, of course, you're here the first part of the hour, and the second part of the hour is the president of the Village of Alloway, you know, Jim Rafter.
Sure.
And that too, every municipality has to deal with housing. And you don't want to price people out of your market.
No.
And you're more housing, it's a tax base, right? And that's, I mean, you want to have, you know, the parks and, you know, some of the nonprofits, but the not-for-profit businesses that are tax exempt, but you need that tax base.
And we want the young families coming in as well,
right,
too. And that's just not happening now because it's just out of reach for them. So
all right.
I
want to talk about this a little bit more, but then I want to get on to some of the big projects you're working on. We have with us the mayor of DePere, and we'll be right back with Lean Local. Welcome back to Lean Local. Mr. Mayor, I don't pick out the music, so I
like this music.
Do you?
This is awesome.
Con is he's the guy here. He's the producer.
Two thumbs up.
All right. Okay. And we also have with us my man, Kyle, who is helping out as well.
Hey,
so
Kyle.
A student grad from NWTC, and he's with us as well, but nobody more important than you. And so we're talking about housing, and you're looking at a number of companies. One is a rehab program with the Rock the Block. There's been some stuff written, but I don't really know the, you know, I'm going to lean in on this a little bit. The whole Shopko development. You want to talk about that?
Sure. So Shopko, obviously they went out of business, what, almost six, 7 years ago,
hurt.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of municipalities were stuck with these big structures. We were no different. So in our downtown area, we had a big Shopko, which ironically enough was right where I grew up. Our house was taken down for the Shopko development back in 1984, 85, which is fine. I mean, that's progress. I can't change that. Well, anyways, we're stuck with these structures. And unfortunately, we had a few developers step up about 2 years ago saying, hey, we'll buy this property, you know, and they plunked down, I think, $1.9 million to pay for the property. And then they came up with some ideas. Well, DePere, out of all this, is going to have six structures on about a 4-acre site. So it's quite large.
Yeah.
And this is all public, so I can say this right now. But one of the structures is going to be a parking ramp. We're going to have a parking ramp in DePere.
That's a first, right?
Pretty exciting, yeah. So you got to create a parking utility. Parking's always, and you remember this as well, one of the biggest issues any city has. I see you have the parking meters, which we used to have years ago. We may go in that direction, but we'll have to create a parking utility and all that kind of stuff. So we'll have a parking wrap where Shopko pretty much was. It's down.
Yes,
it's gone.
Right.
Yeah. And then we're going to open up what's known as William Street, which is between Wisconsin and Michigan. De Pere people will know what I'm saying. We're going to open a street back up, and then there'll be an apartment put in place. That's two structures. And there'll be four more structures all the way to Broadway Street, including a potential very tall hotel. I can't give the height or dimensions yet, but it's going to be a big hotel.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then a condo unit, and then two mixed use development buildings. So $80 million.
Yeah. In I was going to say
that's $80 million in build out. And we're pretty happy about that.
I would be too.
It'll take time, but right, it does. We're moving.
But you got a plan.
We have a TID district created. We'll help fund it, you know, et cetera,
et cetera. And these investors, the investors and the developers, they're in? I mean,
Yep. And they're local folks.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
Yep. They're all in, and they've done other projects in De Pere, so it's exciting. So yeah, you try to gravitate to the ones that you've worked with before, but they have to come to us.
Yeah.
And these are risks that people take cities take.
Yeah, it is. It is. And but you know, when they work, man, they are... Then that's you don't do it for a legacy, but you sure do it to build community. So the projects we've talked about so far are pretty much De Pere. And De Pere, you know, you're what, 26,000 people?
About 27,000.
27,000 people. Again, you know, St. Norbert, I don't say that's your base, but it's so well known for St. Norbert. And that is a great college. And when I went there, it was a little easier to get in. It's a little tougher now. Yeah, so
and me as well.
But it's a good school. Yeah. But hey, you're doing things that are going to reach out far beyond your borders. And one is Voyager Park. I mean, that is cool space. And just tell me what your plans are and how it got funded.
You know, we're a city we have a river that runs through it, just like Green Bay. And you have to utilize that river. And it's got to be a catalyst. And, you know, I think for years, and it's blamed to nobody, but, you know, it wasn't really activated properly or used properly. So 40 years ago, obviously, they built Voyager Park, on what was the dump or a coal pile area. It was just a pretty dilapidated area.
Right.
So those leaders back then said, let's do this. And it's just grown and grown and grown. We've done something called the Riverwalk attached to the park, which is a $2 million project with public funding and private funding. That's 10 years old. And that's just been incredibly utilized.
Awesome.
And now we're putting a whole new multi-use facility in. That's about a $2 million project, which will open up in July. Really? By the way, you talked the other day, Johnny Wadd will be the band.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, Johnny Wadd will be there.
He has played down here a number
absolutely
of times. He's played all over the place.
You know, you're trying to find bands to do it, and you're trying to secure contracts and stuff, but it's going to be a huge grand opening for this facility.
I was asking
facility.
If you would save that for this show, for Lean Local.
You have it.
Okay,
I gave it to
Johnny Wadd is going to be
Johnny Wadd's going to be
and
there.
And that's July?
July 26th.
Okay, July 26th.
Friday.
I will be there.
I want you to be there. We're going to have our social media is really good. We'll pump it out so you can see it.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So Voyager Park. So when people think about parks, concerts, something that comes up is a little bit restrooms, you know, the porta potties. Some people don't like it. Kids hate it. You're addressing that in a big way.
Huge way.
Super impressed when I read that.
Yeah, so we had a bathroom, we had to fix it and replace it. Those things are probably $200,000.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, we went in the budget and then someone said, let's do something bigger. And well, the bigger project, which would be a bigger building with more bathrooms, fell apart. And then a foundation reached out to us when it was in the newspaper and said, hey, we have some money to give your way. Let's go ahead with this building you're thinking of. So, yeah, we're going to do a multi-use facility to house 250 so folks, 8 bathrooms, huge patio and deck in the Voyager Park Bowl area and overlooking the river, where we can have all kinds of concerts, bands, et cetera, whatever we want. So it's going to be incredible.
That is cool space. And what I like about that is it's not just these amphitheaters where it's either full or it's not. You can do smaller
whatever
wedding venues.
Want.
I mean, there's...
Whatever you want. You know, we have beer gardens there.
Right.
We have all kinds of events that we'll have there. We had a huge bike race in June last year. That was a statewide race. And we pretty much shut down the downtown for a day, including Voyager Park. So lots of stuff you can do.
You know, and again, takes leadership, takes consensus, and you're delivering that.
And we have this, and I'll take one more on Voyager Park, but we use stadium tax rebate money, which we got about 5-6 years ago, whatever.
Right.
And we put it to build a new playground. I mean, seriously, every day there's thousands of people there every day.
Isn't that
using
nice?
A playground,
yeah.
You know, and it's a beautiful, beautiful playground for kids.
But I mean, you know this, and most mayors do. That quality of life thing checks
huge.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's like taxes. Taxes are important. And look, I get that. You know, we all pay taxes, public safety is extremely important, education, but you know, they got to feel like it's their city.
Sense of belonging. Yeah. We just did a survey 2 years ago, and every single time we do a survey, quality of life is the most important component out of the 30 that we throw out there. I mean, it's huge. And it varies what that quality of life is, but it could be as simple as a park or maintaining a park or having events or whatever it might be.
We've got to talk. We're going to run out of time. These things go so fast, but I do want to talk, you know, about the Mulva Center. And then, like I said, we have Jim Raffer coming in to talk about Alloway. They have things going on. Kind of an exciting time to live in this community, right? I mean, there seems like, tell us quickly about the Mulva Center. I just love it.
Yeah. So the Mulva Center was because of a donation, not donation, money given by Jim and Miriam Mulva. It's $100 million plus facility. And it's a facility that was designed to bring people together and showcase events and exhibits that are around the world that are now in De Pere. So their vision was to let De Pereans and Northeastern Wisconsin people experience what you would experience in New York. Right. So they bring exhibits in from all over the world.
Talk about that dinosaur. I mean, you
have
some
a dinosaur
cool stuff.
Exhibit. They're going to have a Lego exhibit coming up. I think that's the next one. Oh. They're going to have a shark exhibit coming up. And then as you go forward, it wouldn't surprise me if they have Tutankhamun or Van Gogh.
Right.
That is their ultimate goal. Beautiful structure.
Right here in De Pere.
It's free to go in. Obviously, you have to become a member to go through the exhibits, but I encourage everyone to come and see this thing because it's incredible.
And I want to underscore that one more time, that was not all tax dollars. I mean, that was a generous gift.
A generous gift donation. Now, the city had to, you know, give the land. You know how it works, infrastructure. So we have skin in the game, but nothing like they have, obviously.
Isn't that awesome?
But the payback, obviously, when council was approached with this, you know, whatever, 6-7 years ago, go do it.
We're out of time. I got Jim coming in, waiting in the wings
here.
I want to talk to him. Great guy. And you guys, we get along pretty much, right?
Our municipalities all get along very well. This whole area, and that's part of what makes this area great.
Right, it is. And we have some things that we all work together on, and things that we also do individually, and that's really the way it should be.
Absolutely.
And you're doing a great job.
Thank you
for coming in, Mr. Mayor. We are with the mayor of De Pere, and he is going to be coming back because I got a feeling you got a lot more going on. So
we do. We got to talk Southern Bridge. We have a lot to talk about.
But all right. Thank you for joining us. This is Lean Local again. We're talking about local issues here and how you can get involved. You can always contact the mayor's office, and we appreciate you listening. We'll be right back with Jim Raffer, the president of the Village of Alloway. Thanks for listening to Lean Local. All right, welcome back to Lean Local. We sure want to thank Jim Boyd, the mayor of De Pere, for being a guest the last half hour. Lot going on in De Pere, and it's pretty cool to for him to share with us some of his vision and a few things that he does want to come back. We ran out of time. That's the way good programs go, is you run out of time because there's so much to talk about. Another community where there's a lot to talk about, and it's very close to where I live, although I live in the city of Green Bay, but our bordering municipality is the Village of Alloway. And the leader of that community, who many of you know, is the village president, Jim Raffer. Welcome, Jim. We are glad you are joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It is. And this show, I was telling you a little bit on the phone, you know, it's a show that's it leans local. I mean, there's a lot going on in the federal government. We all know that. I mean, Trump was just here, and of course, Biden's been here, and plus there's Ukraine and, you know, the Gaza Strip, everything. The state's got a lot going on, and that gets covered very well in the news, but I just think we're missing a little bit of what's going on locally. I mean, we hear it once in a while, but, you know, TV is, you know, they got to do things that reach their, you know, million people audience. And so civic media is like, look, let's do a program in Greater Green Bay that focuses on the local. And the reason our local area is successful is because of leadership, elected people. And that is going to be the majority of my guests. And I'm so glad you came in because you are leading a great community. You have a lot going on there. I want to get to a couple of these things. But before we do, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I've had the pleasure of living in Wisconsin since 2005.
Yeah.
Married, 2 adult children. And I've been on the village board in Alloway for 10 years and village president for 8.
8 years you've been village president. Yep. Okay. And you just had an election in the village of Alloway. A lot of candidates ran.
We had 7 candidates for 3 positions. which is amazing.
It is.
Absolutely amazing. And I think that speaks to what we are doing in Alloway, right. I hope, and people who want to get involved.
Right. They know that this is a period of time where it's not going to be dormant. I mean, things are happening. And I think that's when people want to get involved. And I think that that happened, quite honestly, when I first got into politics. The county was the county, but some people came over to my house that were on the board or thinking of running. And that was in the talk of the Fox River Trail, the talk of the new jail. Those are exciting things for some of us that we really get into. So I think that attracted a lot of people that year. In the 90s, late 90s. But anyway, that was fun. And I think that's why you had such a desire for people to come in and serve with you. The other, I just want to, again, and I said this when Mayor Boyd was on in the last half hour, I just really appreciate everybody who runs. Win or lose, you know, they stepped up to the plate. Yep. It's not easy campaigning, right? Are you on a two-year term or four?
Three.
Three-year terms. Okay. And Mayor Boyd is on 2 years and, of course, Green Bay is on 4 years. So, okay. It's just tough to do that every couple of years and knock on doors.
It is.
But they're there.
But people do it.
They do. And God bless them for doing it.
Absolutely.
So they're there and you've got a great village trustees is what you call them there. Yep. So what gave you the impetus to go from a trustee, which you can point fingers to being the president where they're pointed at you?
We're blessed to have, when I was first running for president, we were blessed to have a tremendous village board. People who don't always agree, but very respectful. And at the time, there were some issues that we were facing that I was kind of interested in leading the charge on. And when Steve Vandenhoven decided to move up to Michigan, and Randy Gass took over for a year, then I thought, you know what? I love doing this. I love the community, and I think I can make a difference. So I decided to run for president.
All right. And that's 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. I appreciate you leading that community. And like I said, I see you around a lot. You work hard. There's Alloway is an interesting community. It was really kind of a residential community.
Yep. It is a bedroom community, as people will say.
Okay, I didn't want to say that.
Some people say it's the spot of land between Green Bay and De Pere.
I've heard that.
My job was to change that perception.
I've heard that, yes.
And I think we have. I think we're making a name for ourselves in order to not be a bedroom community, you have to not be a bedroom community. So you have to have the types of businesses and services that people want to stay.
I just got to ask you, you're out there every day, but sometimes people want change, but then when you want to do it, they don't.
That's also true. people want Alloway to be Alloway.
Right.
And so we have to find the fine mix. We have people who are retiring. They'd love to stay in Alloway, but they want walkable communities. They want places where they can go to eat right down the street. And we really didn't have that. So we've started that along Webster Avenue, and now we have a vision for a little downtown area that will provide that.
And I love that Gallagher's...
Zambaldi's.
Zambaldi's. I'm sure you were there. There was a million people there. But Dr. Chen, Ben Chen, won he was running the tables on Jeopardy. He had his watch parties there.
Yep.
That was a good time.
It really was. Zambaldi's has done a great job bringing community together.
Right.
Gallagher's has the great food. And so that's the north end of our district.
So the south end, when you get to Old St. Joe's, that building is down. And the views are actually pretty nice.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Say gorgeous. That's a better word. And what are your plans there? Because that's a pretty decent piece of land.
It is. It's a couple of acres. We had plans and an agreement with a developer, and that was right during the COVID times, and costs went crazy, and so they weren't able to build what they wanted to build. We are now under talks and under contract with another developer who wants to build a mixed-use development right there, and that'll be the beginning of the south end, as you say.
And the mixed use, it is something that would include some retail, some living?
Yep. So first floor retail. Second floor, third floor, fourth floor, however many floors, residential.
Okay. Have you guys decided whether it's going to be condos or apartments or...
Right now they're talking about apartments. I think we should explore both.
Yeah.
For a long time, banks weren't supporting developers with condos.
Oh boy, weren't they.
I don't know if that hasn't changed or not, but I know we have a need in the village, as we do in the entire area, for a mixture of those.
I think your opportunity there, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities there, but one of them is for people maybe to sell their homes and move into a walkable community because yep. they've got a little bit of money and they're healthy. And I don't know, even though it's so easy to drive around our community, they don't like to drive.
No, they don't.
So,
and it is. That's why we're doing that, in part. First of all, to make a place where young professionals want to come and live and start their families,
yeah,
raise their families, and then retire.
What do you think of that, Kyle?
Man, that was a question that I was kind of thinking of asking is, like, what is there to do in Alloway for a guy my age?
One of the best breweries around is Zambaldi.
True that. We'll go there. But that is all part of it, right? It's activities too, right? I mean, you've got a great band, you know, the Village Alloway band, but... You know, when we had the mayor on, and we obviously had Eric on as well. Those community events bring people together.
They do.
And where does that happen in Alloway? What are your plans for the concerts or whatever, the movie night, whatever?
Right now, a lot of those happen at Heritage Hill State Park.
Very cool.
And then Green Isle Park. Last summer, we had Big Mouth come and put on a concert and had a blast.
They are the best.
We're trying to create those with the space we have.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if that was part of this new development, because sometimes
it will be.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you're going to have another venue there. Okay. That's
the vision is for that whole area. We're looking at creating a mini downtown area, if you will, or a village center.
Yeah.
Which would probably be like a 4-square block place that would include that.
That can draw them out. And we're having Bert come on from, I want to give kudos to Howard for what
they did.
They've
done a tremendous job.
They did. And the way I think those things work, and even Mayor Boyd was talking about that in our first segment, is those are public-private partnerships that make those things happen. And what was it? The Kimps and then Gloria and Arnie Schmidt were very instrumental in what they, what's that, Centennial Park? I forgot what the name of the park is that they built out there, but it's beautiful. And I think, so yeah, that's something to really look forward to.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit more about Alloway. And I can't have you in here without talking about the prison. And I know you've been working on that. And even, I think your predecessor even maybe had worked on that a little bit. Yeah.
But we really picked it up about 9 years ago.
Okay. And that is a beautiful piece of property that is a prison.
Yep.
And it's not paying taxes, although it's employing people, which that's a plus.
Yeah. It's short about 30%, 38% of the employees. They can't staff it.
Huh. So, you know, we hear about that, and all of a sudden it seems like it's close.
Yep.
And then we don't hear about it, which means it's not close. Can you give us an update that you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. I'll talk about this all day. I won't take all day. Right now, I think we're closer than we ever have been. We have been working hard over the last couple of years to gain bipartisan support from our elected leaders, which we've gained.
Yeah, you have.
There's not a legislator I've spoken to either in the Senate or on the Assembly on either side of the aisle that don't agree that it should be closed. The discussion is what happens afterwards. Do we build a new prison? Do we not build a new prison? And right now the governor doesn't want to or hasn't addressed it to date. We're working with social justice groups it all started out as an economic development driver, but the closer we look at it, the inhumane conditions that people have to work in and people are incarcerated in. There's just a great opportunity for the state to step up and do something about re-envisioning their correction system.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. You're not thinking of rebuilding a prison on that site.
Nope.
Okay. It sounded like when you said, look, we're looking, and I agree, social justice, and you know that thing's 100 years old, and the cells are so small, there's not the pods, it's not safe for the guards, it's not...
Exactly.
You know, inhumane is the right word, but boy, those are big guys in little cells. And I'm sure you've been through that a lot of times, and as I have. But so what you are proposing, though, I want to just have our listeners, and I want to be clear on this as well, is relocating the prison to...
Yep. We want that land for economic development so that Kyle wants to live in Alloway.
Okay, but that hasn't changed. It's always been an economic development. It's not going to be a park or green space. You're going to make a tax base, and that's what is that? That's going to be what, 15 acres there?
60.
60?
60, including the down to the river.
So oh, you're right. You're down to the river. Wow.
Is 60 acres.
Yeah, that's a hell of a heck of a tax base.
It'll generate, according to the design we've done, it'll generate about $200 million in taxable property. Nice. That'll increase Alloway's tax base by 25%.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I know you have been working on that, and I know that's been a struggle. And but like I said, you know, we're just talking about being in government. Big projects, you just can't get that done in one or two terms. Correct. I mean, it's just the structure, the design isn't there. I mean, not that design is, in government is to be efficient, but it sure isn't designed to move fast.
Correct.
And when you get, you know, the state involved, and I'm sure there's some federal money coming in for that too, right? That's important. Well, stick with it. I mean, is there, you say you're closer than you've ever been. What does that kind of mean?
Well, it means we've had the legislator put money into the budget to figure out what happens next. That was vetoed by Governor Evers. And there was even more money going to be put into the budget this last cycle. But they were concerned about the governor vetoing it. So what we have to do is continue to work with the governor and his staff and the Department of Corrections, figuring out how can we bring everyone together, close that place, and find out where to put the people who are in there.
Okay. And I think that's the big question. I think, well, it's not akin to that, but when we wanted to redo the Northland Hotel, we had to find a place for the people first. That was important that we built those two facilities on the east side. Yep. You need to find a place to put
The state does.
The tenants. Yep. The state does. And then that would be a great opportunity. This is interesting because that's been kind of quiet a little bit. And I was glad to come in. I want to talk to you about that. And I'm sure our listeners are very excited about that because when you have a potential $200 million tax-based development, that's exciting for everyone because it actually really can keep your taxes in your homes the same. Or we're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this. Thank you. This is Lean Local. We are here with the president of the Village of Alloway, Jim Rafter. We'll be right back. I don't pick out the music. Thank you, Con. What do you think, Mr. President? You like that?
Wonderful selection.
Okay. Just riding on the city of the Village of Alloway. That's what he meant to play. So we're here with Jim Rafter, who many of you know is the president of the Village of Alloway, and he leads that community for the past 8 years. Prior to that, he was one of the trustees. And we're just talking about the opportunity in the whole area of Greater Green Bay, but you know, you get these individual municipalities, and when they do things, they do it for their residents. But many of these things are open to Greater Green Bay,
and absolutely,
some of the stuff that you're talking about, I think, is pretty exciting. I want to talk about Alloway. We kind of, not jokingly, but it's a bedroom community, and housing every year gets older, and there's been some areas in the city of Green Bay, and really everywhere, where they just haven't been kept up. And that hurts because then the next house isn't kept up and all of a sudden it's like, holy mackerel, what happened to this block?
Right.
This block. So what are you doing to keep the quality of housing up in Alloway?
I'm very thankful, quite honestly, that people take care of their homes in Alloway. They're very proud of the community. There's a great deal of pride in people who have lived there forever.
Yeah.
And so it's really not an issue. Of course, we have some properties that we have issues with and we deal with those as we do. But for the most part, ours isn't one of lack of housing. It's lack of diversified housing. So we need apartments. We need condos.
Right. And I think that, and to no one's fault, but we did build housing for the average person. And we now have some people who, quite honestly, are pretty wealthy and bigger houses.
Yep.
And then we have a lot of people like Kyle or people coming into the workforce that just can't afford a house that we built, right? So that's nice you're addressing that, because that you need that diversity in, because that's just going to enrich your, I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Yeah, and in Alloway, we have a nice mix of, we have some extremely expensive homes, old money, and we have some very affordable homes. Yeah. So I think we have a very nice mix of homes. But for those who want condo or apartment style, we're lacking.
That's what I know that you're working on. Something else, Alloway, when I think, what is Alloway known for? And I just think it's just like a cool community. And I think it's very residential. But you got the why there is nice. I mentioned that to you and you said, we're thinking of doing more with that.
Yep. We've been in talks with the Y about, they were either going to take a look at trying to update the current Y, mm-hmm. which would cost an awful lot of money because it's very old, or to build a new one somewhere. And so we're talking to them about building one right along 172 in the Broadview soccer fields, 17 acres of land. And
really, that'd be an awesome area.
Oh, put in something very special, including turf fields, great water facility. I'm trying to talk them into pickleball courts. That's not going very far. But
well, then let the residents start writing letters. That is in high demand. They'll do it. You just got to put a little pressure on them. So that's a cool development. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I think it is generating a lot of excitement.
I think Kyle's laughing about pickleball.
No. Okay, there was pickleball, I would move to Alloway. I'll come play.
Okay, all right.
We have six courts in Alloway. Beautiful outdoor courts.
Sales guy, right here.
I already got courts in Green Bay, though.
Well, here, just all right. We're not going to fight over Kyle right now. Hey, something that is always an issue, and I'm not talking about parking. Something that's always an issue, no matter where you are, especially in these parts of the world, are roads.
Yep.
And I don't know. We've assessed the roads, and I'm sure you have too. Any news or anything you're working on, or any new revenue stream to keep the roads up?
Revenue is a interesting point. No new revenue streams for that. The amount of money it's costing to do roads today is just astonishing. I'd say 5 years ago, every year we'd put in about $350,000 into road resurfacing. Mm-hmm. This year we just approved $800,000 for road resurfacing for the same mileage as we would have 5 years ago. We're reconstructing Libel today. That's mm-hmm. a $4 million project.
I saw that.
It's crazy, the cost of it. But we have been on a cycle, and I think we're on a good cycle where we're updating the roads that are in the worst condition, of course. But we're trying to get to a place where we can not neglect our roads and just keep them on a cycle so that we can keep them running longer.
And roads are important, especially I would think some of the roads in Alloway is kind of a little bit of a pass through, right? I mean, you have people from De Pere going to Green Bay and vice versa, and they drive through there. But when we talk about quality of life and people, walkable, bikeable,
yep,
things you're working on there.
Well, it's hard when you're not designed for that.
Right? Totally.
So the beauty of Alloway is that we're bordered by two rivers and two wonderful paths. Right? The East River Trail and the Fox River Trail.
And those are both quality, beautiful.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And so you can definitely get up and down. Question is, how do we get east and west? And we have a bike and ped plan that is designed to figure out what roads can we put sidewalks or bike lanes or whatever on. And sometimes people like it. Some people don't.
Biking up Alloway Avenue is a killer.
Yes, it is.
But
even if we had good facilities for that, it would be a killer.
Sometimes you can't change, but no, it is. It's a bike. I think bikeable communities are kind of where it's at. Yep. So you've got a lot going on, and I really appreciate you being here and sharing with us some of your vision. So if we look at Alloway in 3, 4, 5 years, what's it going to look like?
In 3, 4, 5 years, I think you're going to start to see quite a bit of development along Webster Avenue. You're going to see a new Webster Avenue. We're going to be reconstructing that along with the county somewhere around 2030.
Nice.
And it's going to create a little area where people can be entertained, where they can eat, where they can live, where they want to hang out.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will be on the path for closing GBCI and working with developers to create something very special down there. And
yeah, that's...
we'll have a Y that people are proud of.
You got a lot going on there, Mr. President. And I want to just tell you, and I've said this to you before, I just really respect people who step up and do this. I mean, you don't get paid a lot of money. A lot of people like you, but there are a handful that can be a little bit critical, and you take that all in stride. And I think that's, you're a good example of a municipal leader.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you, Jim, years ago when you and I first met, you told me, I've got to be the big cheerleader for Green Bay. I always kept that to my heart, and I do that for Alloway.
Yeah, and I think I did that for Green Bay.
You did.
Yeah, I know. I did. I mean, you got to have that proud community, and you do a great job there. All right. Well, I want to thank our listeners for tuning in here to Lean Local. Some great guests coming on next Sunday, so make sure you tune in. WGBW 97.9 on your FM dial at 1 o'clock on Sundays. Again, keep it local and keep it here on WGBW. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
All right. In the summer, in the city.